Will the public yard move regardless of what happens here tonight?
That has been the long-range intent of the city, that's correct.
And why is that?
The facilities are deteriorated, and the inefficiency of being located on the far westerly side and southerly side of the city is not appropriate for our citywide demands of the Public Service Bureau.
Okay. And if we were to ourselves sell the public yard, we got $7.9 million or $14 million depending. That just kicks the problem down the road because it'd be a one-time source of funds, and next year our budget would be in the same problem?
Actually, Mr. Vice Mayor, we'd utilize those dollars to move the public service yard.
Yeah, and then have some money left over.
Yeah, but still, that money would just delay the inevitable because it'll only be a one-time shot.
That's what the inevitable.
Excuse me, Mr. Lurch has the floor.
I'm not debating with you, Ray, please. The inevitable of the fact that those 79 people will still lose their job a year from now, maybe. Right? It's just a one-time nature, and it's not going to solve the long-term debt of this city, whether we sell it or not. The one thing that I've insisted on all the way through this is that we be protected with the relocation. The $500,000 that was told originally would be what it would cost us to relocate the yard. I understand that we are going to move the yard eventually anyway, but that $500,000 was to help us move the yard. Now that has been taken out of the equation. And I'll read to you on page 18. It says RDA to loan funds for interim lease payments. If the wetland sells for at least $7.9 million, RDA is going to be reimbursed for their proceeds. So we remove that guarantee that the relocation funds will be paid for, guarantee?
That would not remove it. Instead of relocation funds, it would be the lease payment, the lease funds. So the redevelopment agency gets paid no matter what.
All right, but then we pay for the relocation.
Ultimately, we would pay for the relocation, yes.
Well, that's the one thing, that's the one issue I've been insisting on this whole entire time, is that we guarantee a reimbursement for the relocation fund. So that's been taken out.
Mr. Vice Mayor, the relocation that the $500,000 was covering was a temporary relocation to the MTA yard. We would still have to do the permanent relocation to wherever the permanent facilities are. So the permanent relocation was not a part of the $500,000. But now that we don't have to temporarily relocate to MTA, we're instead utilizing those funds to remain on site as a lease payment.
Okay. We have to ask ourselves a question here of whether or not we're looking at today or we're looking at a long range for the city of Long Beach. And I believe for long range for this region, the city of Long Beach, to get wetlands and protect wetlands is a long-term range for this city. We have over and over again bought land through redevelopment and through this city where we've held on to the land for a period of time, and then developers come along and said, I've got a great plan for your community that will enhance your community, and we sold that land for a dollar. $200 on what we paid for it. Prime example is in Ray's district, the Trader Joe's. Developer came in and said, you got this land? I got something to work for this city, and we gave the land to him. We're doing the same thing at Artesian Atlantic Avenue. Bought all that land, and the restaurant people are going to come in and build restaurants on it. We're going to give them the land because it's going to be good for the community. I see this as the same thing. If 3 years, 4 years down the road from now, if we've got a developer who's going to give us a good plan with wetlands, I don't have any problem with giving them to them for a dollar because it's going to benefit the community. And whether or not some developer ends up today making a profit is not my concern. My concern here is to make sure that long range this city is protected, wetlands, and so on and so forth. So if we end up giving it to him for a dollar because wetlands is more important 10 years from now, so we've done hundreds of times in this city. So I don't see what's the big deal.